Also got eyes on the slide on a daily basis to monitor it for any changes. So far, no changes have been noted or are observed. It's stable as of today and probably for the next few days.
The mudslide in Washington State, that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Heavy hearts in that area and around the country. We feel for you in Oso, one of the little towns there where mud just covered 35 houses, RVs, cars, and more importantly, buried so many people. This was last Saturday. Now it's about recovery. 90 people not accounted for. So less than the 175, but remember, 24 have been pulled from the mud that are gone, that are dead. And then there are some still fighting for their life in serious or critical condition in the hospital, about 8 people. So pretty depressing news. The ground was soaked, you know the story by now, and it was a ridiculously impossible task for first responders because they were sinking in quicksand. So you're sinking in the mud, you are not going to recover anyone. You've got a rope around you, they've got to pull you out. There is no choice because they did hear people yelling for help. They could not get to them. I have a feeling those screams will haunt them a little bit in their sleep. It's not their fault, and they shouldn't feel that way, but if you've been on the front lines of that, especially with kids, you know just how rough it is. And it is rough. So that's, unfortunately, the situation there. They knew that there were a lot of people unaccounted for, and the best guess is probably about 90 right now. I guess there's a lesson in this. There was a report done by the Army Corps of Engineers where it said, and this was in the mid-90s, that there was a chance of this, that there was concern about it when he was surveying the area, that there could be the potential for a landslide. And sure enough, years later, that's exactly what happens. Well, this is becoming all too familiar as well, since we're here at the top of this. We go from Steve Thompson talking about the mudslide and the situation there to the search for Flight 370, which plummeted in the Indian Ocean. Supposedly, they suspended looking for it because of bad weather. It's the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. That's the organization. They say, no way. We cannot have people in there because they're not going to come out. But they've got some new satellite photos that by a French defense firm that show 122 objects floating in the southern Indian Ocean, not far from other satellite sightings that could be related to the 777. And when photographed by the satellite on Sunday, the objects were scattered over 154 square miles. So now the location recorded by the satellite was within that area, and they're saying, we see that it's there, and it's, you know, some of these are big chunks. They're worried about the material drifting or even sinking, and it's possible that's happened. But they did spot three objects. They couldn't locate them again in a bunch of passes because of the area, the sea, and what's happening with it. So they got to hope for good weather. If they've got the good weather, then they may have the chance, or if the sea's calm anyway, they might have a better chance to get their hands on the objects. And are they going to be able to do that? Is it just garbage floating in the ocean? It could be. Or is it parts of the plane? It might be flotsam, that's what they call it. Flotsam, from cargo ships. And that's the... it's the stuff that falls off that ends up floating around. You know, there's actually a name for it. So it could be that. It might not be parts of this plane. Might not be. And the FBI, by the way, is reviewing the missing jets pilots' hard drives and says, the, including the captain's flight simulator, said that we've not turned up a smoking gun yet. They have access to all of it. They say there's nothing that's jumping out, nothing that's grabbing us, because that's what we keep hearing. In fact, I put a link, I put the pilot's photograph, because they're talking about, on AmericaTonight.net, they're talking about the fact that it could have, the pilot could have downed the flight. I mean, in this, Flight 370 is getting more attention than Amelia Earhart. It's probably like on equal footing right now. So analyzing the pilots, the altitude drops, what the wreckage is going to tell us. The FBI director says that he expects the information would be handed over to the Malaysians in the next day or two. They're working around the clock, he's saying, and he wants to wait. So the hard drives so far have not yielded anything. But they're still focusing on the pilot, saying that the one pilot was divorced, was depressed, or was separated from his wife. And they haven't found a suicide note. They haven't found any evidence. There's nothing in their houses that suggests anything. So they keep focusing on it to try to figure out what happened. And the reports keep saying that the plane's captain was solely responsible for the flight being taken hundreds of miles off course. So they're pressing Captain Ahmad Shah's family for more details, because they can't rationalize it. They don't believe it was mechanically disabled. They don't, they feel it had to have been done manually. And the only person who could have done that was the pilot. Was the pilot. I mean, we are 20 days, folks. We are going 20 days into this. So the cockpit, of course, is where they're looking, to try to figure out if that's what happened. All right, coming up on America Tonight in this hour, we're going to talk with Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion and get his take from a strategist's point of view on what's happening in Washington, especially when it comes to Putin and the way that's all playing out in the Ukraine, also Obamacare, because officially another deadline has been pushed. John Boehner went crazy on this and saying, why would we even have these deadlines if they don't mean anything, if all of a sudden we're going on the honor system to signing up for health care, because, geez, it's so hard to get through, which is true. But it's so hard to get through that, once again, we're pushing a deadline. So what about all these other people who signed up for it? We said, this is the deadline. You have to be in by March 31st. We've already moved it once. And if you're not, then you're out. You're going to get fined, because that's what's happening here. But instead, the extension has been booted. And it really is about the honor system. So for people to qualify for the extension, all they have to do is check a blue box on healthcare.gov. And then this honor system idea is, rather than work to determine which Americans are telling the truth, they're just going to assume, okay, well, you're telling the truth. You're signed up. But perhaps you're not signed up yet and you're waiting. It is cockamamie. It really is. They got to get this right. They should have gotten it right in the first place. If this is the signature legislation, boy, you would think there wouldn't be these many problems, even if it's difficult to roll something like this out. Andrew, he's up next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all those nooks and crannies, and welcome to The Point. In South Carolina, a new affiliate here. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. But right now, peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. He is so many things, including a marketing strategist, guru. And he is also a speaker. He's a great speaker. And we're lucky to have him on with us. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. Good to be with you, as always.
All right, so, you know, the big thing is still Putin. What's going to happen with the Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea now? We had somebody on the show last night from Moscow saying they're celebrating. They had fireworks. Putin's a hero. They hope that now more of the Ukraine will go the way of Russia. We've got sanctions floating around, and we still have a president who appears pretty weak, definitely to the people in Russia, but also to some others in Europe. What do you think has happened now? Where's the needle moved on this Ukrainian thing?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's clear there's a number of points of evidence that the Russians are very pleased with Putin, at least the common Russian people, because he's, you know, in many respects, a lot of Russians feel they were humiliated after the end of the Cold War. And Putin has, if you like, built up Mother Russia. 2 weeks ago, we talked about this whole, it's sort of history repeating itself. Obviously, it's a very different side of the fence, but when the Germans were humiliated after World War One, and a lot of people, the common German people, were often rallied behind Hitler. They didn't necessarily agree with all of his politics, but they restored their dignity, a dignity that at some level had been taken away, and he made some bold moves. He took over some, you know, Hitler took over some territories that were adjacent to Germany, and the European powers didn't stand up to that, so that emboldened the German people. And it's really interesting to see how the same thing is happening with Putin that the average person is clearly standing behind him. They don't realize necessarily the consequences that could lay down the road. And I think that's what one of the things that your speaker was talking about tonight. And, you know, to the average person, and I think Putin is feeling emboldened. He's, you know, amassing troops on the border now. I think 30,000, the latest report I saw was 30,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. There's another strip of land which is in Moldavia, which is also there veering towards Russia too. And I think he could be set to take over that too. So, you know, he's not getting any negative press, and it was interesting, there was a speech today, I don't know if you saw part of that speech that Obama made to NATO, and some of the media would describe, oh, he was a strong speech standing up, but to me, this is, it's a paper tiger. There's nothing there that he's really saying that, you know, I think the Russians are laughing at us at this point. I mean, what do you think, Kate?
Oh yeah, I think the Russians are laughing at us. That's why they are setting off fireworks and celebrating and saying, "Oh, let's showing on state-run TV other possibilities of little slivers of territory that perhaps could go back to Russia." So absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Hey, there's something else, yeah, I wanted to wiggle in here closer to home, because you and I have talked a lot since you've been doing this about Obamacare and now these deadlines and the deadlines that get pushed. Another deadline gets extended, and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, just simply said, "Is this a joke?" Saying, you know, this new flexible deadline makes Affordable Care, the Affordable Care Act, even more meaningless. That's what Boehner's saying, because now they can't even, they've got this honor system to decide whether people are eligible for a later deadline or not. It's crazy, because now March 31st is no more, and they can't even figure out when that deadline's going to be. And he's right. It is nuts. Why set up the deadline? All those people panicked, some of them anyway, signed up for health insurance, and now you got other people that can sort of decide if they just want to push it.
Well, if you still have the onion on this message, it's fascinating at some level. This is now about the, my understanding, this is about the 30th kind of deadline and rule change that's been made, which basically the Democrats are sending the message that the Affordable Health Care Act is unworkable. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what they're saying. And this new deadline, basically saying, and as you said, the honor system, basically what that means is, and this is what I think is going to happen. I mean, the very one thing that they're saying that they needed more people enrolled, because they don't have people enrolled, especially younger people, then it's not going to work. The insurance rates are going to skyrocket because they're not getting enough young people. Now, here's the ridiculous. I mean, I think one of the most ridiculous things that I heard today, Harry Reid said, well, one of the problems is that the people who are getting on the Internet, they really don't know how to use the Internet. Well, that is a direct contradiction. Wait a minute. If you want younger people, they certainly know how to use the Internet. Let's get real here. Yes, there may be some 62-year-olds, 63-year-olds who don't understand the Internet so well, but wait a minute, they're only a year or two away from getting Medicare, Medicaid. So there is no incentive. I mean, there you don't need more of those. You want more young people. The young people, percentages, I think we needed about 38%, and we're still somewhere down at 23% of young people signed up. And the other factor is, having this open-ended deadline, this honor system, basically now what you're going to have is people coming onto this, and they're going to say, well, I don't need to enroll. There's no penalty for me not enrolling. So I'll simply wait until something happens. So, you know, I'm out, you know, whatever. I'm a young person. I'm going to be out there, you know, playing touch football, and all of a sudden, whoops, I get an accident, break a leg. Okay, on my way to hospital, I'll think I'll sign up at that point because I don't need it. I'm not going to sign up, which means that the costs, because it's no longer insurance, and so therefore the costs are going to skyrocket. And so what's going to happen here as a result of this, I believe, is that the insurance company is going to realize, okay, because they have to manage the risk. They can't manage the risk right now because they're not getting the critical mass of people signing up late or only signing up when they need the health care, will mean the costs will escalate. So we're gonna, if we think we got sticker shock now, you wait until people start re-upping, and they're going to get massive sticker shock because it's going to become completely unaffordable. This will become the unaffordable Health Care Act. That's what the Democrats are realizing, and they don't dare, they want to try and hide that from the American people for as long as possible for political purposes. So with the elections coming up, that's my, that's, if you peel back the message, I believe that's what's at the heart of the issue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And speaking of those midterm elections, I mean, this is when people, serious people, vote, because you don't have a presidential election draws more people. Let's face it. That's the way it rolls. But there are a lot of things at stake here, including the balance of the Senate. Nate Silver came out the other day, and he crunches all the numbers and analyzes it on his website and has a lot of sway. And Nate said he believes that the Republicans will take back the Senate. The Democrats are running around really, really trying to put a message together. They did that today, unveiling a new agenda aimed at the end of the year and really drawing a big contrast with the Republicans. They're doing paycheck fairness for women, increased minimum wage, ease student loans, and tax fairness. Do you think it's going to work?
Well, they're throwing everything into the pot at this point. There was an interesting study done by George Washington University of their battleground poll, and with all the bad news, and basically one of the things that they're saying is that the voters are very likely to vote, especially one of the silver linings for the Democrats, marijuana. 82% of respondents disapprove of Congress, but both parties are universally despised, according to this poll. But, 73%, especially younger people, support medical marijuana in their state, and 53% back decriminalizing pot. So they're more likely to go to the polls if marijuana is on the ballot. So I believe that the Democrats are going to put a lot of marijuana on the ballot. Because the looser the marijuana laws, then you're going to have higher levels of motivation among younger people to vote, single people, a group that skews Democratic. So, yes, they're throwing everything into the pot at this point. No, actually, I did intend that.
I was going to say that. 10 points for that one. That was very good. All right, always a lot of fun. Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you to all your listeners.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
2 big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another version of We Can Count. Until then, how about this? Lois Lerner. Every time I say her name, I think the anti-Lois Lane. I really believe with this woman, there's so much more than meets the eye. So you know who she is. IRS, took the fifth, right? So the Internal Revenue Service documents requested by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, they say could take years to produce, of course. And the commissioner really went at it with Republicans over the investigation and the handling of the applications for the tax-exempt status of conservative groups. The Oversight Committee subpoenaed the IRS for all the emails, you already know this, to and from key people in the controversy, including the exempt organization's director, Lois Lerner. That's how she got in the middle of this, because she was in charge. Lerner has twice refused to testify to the committee. So the emails would be the thing that you would plug in instead. A lot of people think that she could be held in contempt of court eventually. So the committee has asked for all the emails to and from her, and her subordinate, the general counsel and the chief of staff. They want those, all of those emails to try to see if they can piece anything together, let's face it. So the IRS has been focusing on producing documents with certain keywords like Tea Party and election. If the Oversight Committee wants all the emails from those employees, they say it'll get millions of emails, most of which will be irrelevant. But I like that word, most of which will be irrelevant. Okay, well then, why don't you help us out and give us the relevant ones? But of course the answer is no. Do you know that the IRS has spent 10 months and $15 million complying with investigations? They say it could take 10 more months to comply with a broader sweeping request. So here's the deal. They're not producing the ones they know that lead to the pot of gold, because there has to be something more here. I really believe that in this one. I do. And I'm going to say what I've said sometimes on some other issues. Just push the politics aside for a minute. Now, if you have a pile of organizations who happen to say Tea Party, Patriot Party, and they're applying for tax-exempt status, and you end up with only that pile on your desk, don't you think people, if it's found out, that's going to be something that's questioned? What if it were the reverse side of this, and it were Democrats? Well, of course, they would scream bloody murder saying, oh, this is politics. This is about an election year. This is crap. So listen, it's always when it goes the other way, it's fair to say the same thing. That's why I say push the politics aside, right? Because this is a case of, I really think it, where there's smoke, there's fire. Or just produce these specific emails and say, look, there is nothing here, you fools. But they're not doing that. And that's the problem. So bury them in all this other stuff, waste all this money, and then hope it goes away and make everybody that's requesting this look like a bunch of nuts. But they're not nuts. I think if it's clear, if you had that many groups that were shoved aside and were shoved aside for so long, and I think it's fair game to question that and say, what are you doing? It was on purpose. So whose idea was it to do that? And they're not going to give anyone up. The whole thing is, can you outlast them? That's why they need to go for contempt, and why it may come down to that. And then she's going to have to come up with that info or spend a bunch of time in jail, a lot of time in jail. That's why the fifth, if there was nothing to hide, they would say, listen, that's when you get smug. When you know, when somebody's railroading you and going after you, but any of these committees, and you know you're in the right, you know that it's bogus or someone trumped it up and it's not true. There was no piles of organizations that said Tea Party on anyone's desk. They all were processed. They would have so quickly, they would have slammed it in their face, meaning Daryl Issa especially, but they couldn't. So there you go. We're now in the middle of this, which is, of course, wasting time and money. But we're not going to get the truth. All right, I can't believe I haven't even gotten to this one because this is so typical. But I would pull out the dungeon, but I'm not going to make Nathan work that hard. Give him a day to rest a little bit. Otherwise, and it'd be such a layup to do this anyway, the Charlotte mayor, we would shove him in our America Tonight dungeon. The mayor resigned after his public corruption arrest. So here's the deal. This is a guy who was on city council. He was somebody who, just proclaimed his love for the people of Charlotte. And what he loved was getting his hands, allegedly, on the extra cash that he could get. So here's what the scoop is in a nutshell. This mayor, his name is Patrick Cannon, is accused of getting close to $50,000 in bribes from undercover FBI agents posing as business guys who wanted to do business in the city. And he certainly was happy to take their money. So once he was caught in the net, of course he had to resign because he says the charges would create too much distraction for the business of the city to go forward. So theft, bribery, they're all some of the charges he's facing. He solicited, he accepted cash from the agents. They were posing as real estate developers and investors. And this is a guy who's a native son. He's grew up in Charlotte, born and bred. But he was happy to take the money. So if he's convicted on all the charges, it's almost like one of those Kwame Kilpatrick things. He faces 20 years in prison and about $1 million in fines. And this is a guy who was elected mayor in November. He was replacing Anthony Fox, who was named Transportation Secretary by President Obama, a Democrat. And he was only happy to fall into that FBI trap. The last time was February 21st, $20,000 in cash at the mayor's office. That's pretty brazen to just take the money out. Here's the envelopes of the money, because there's no checks that are being passed. It's money. It's cold, hard cash. And so now he's going to have to deal with that. And his resignation letter doesn't read like, geez, I apologize, blah, 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 just that the charges would create too much of a hubbub for now. This is sad. It's sad for his family. It's sad for the city, especially the fact that he's been involved in city council. He was one of the most popular people in Charlotte, and he was quick to grab the bucks because, you know, that would mean that who knows what kind of deals would go on or had gone on with any other real estate people. Obviously, they knew, and that's why they targeted him, that he was willing to take the money. So we'll see how this all plays out. And we'll see if he ends up doing some time for it, pays the fine, maybe it's reduced, you know, whatever. But, boy, it's with the way these state governments are being run, it's just as bad or worse with what we're seeing in our federal government, too. Very, very sad. When you have someone that's so popular and seems like such a good guy, to let the people down that way. Now, this is interesting. How about this? An internal review of the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal might clear some of the aides of Governor Chris Christie. That's what the Wall Street Journal is saying anyway. They say the findings clear the way for the blame to be placed on staffers already named, like the former deputy of chief Bridget Kelly, the former Port Authority of New York and New Jersey official David Wildstein. But it's also expected to find that Christie wasn't involved at all in any of this, where the staffers just orchestrated the lane closures to create bumper-to-bumper traffic on and near a bridge that connects New Jersey to New York, but that Christie had nothing to do with it. How about that? So it'll be made public Thursday morning, and then it gets shipped off to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And this should clear Christie. Christie said he wouldn't comment on the report yet, and that's probably because he's waiting for it to officially come out on Thursday. So that being said, if that's all happens, which I think the Wall Street Journal had a pretty good source on this, then does this mean that Chris Christie is still back in the hunt for president for the Republicans in 2016? Or is it just a little bit too much damage regardless, even though he was able to shake it off? Does he still look like the bully? Does he still get the blowback from his staff bungling in it and closing those lanes, having those lanes closed? I don't know, interesting, because he definitely has had some fallouts as a result of it. But can he bounce back? Maybe. Stay with us. We're doing the numbers thing next on ATN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Our shopping weekend counts. I love this story. I love this story. You ready for this? The Burger King baby. How about this? Catherine Depperell has met the woman who abandoned her 27 years ago in a Pennsylvania Burger King restaurant. So she became the Burger King baby. And she wanted to know who her mother was. They got together. It was the first time the two had contact since the mother, who's been in the Lehigh Valley, left Catherine Depperell at the Allentown restaurant on September 15th, 1986. Depperell said, "I'm excited. I've literally not wiped the smile off my face. I never in a million years thought I'd find her. It's definitely the best scenario possible. She's very normal. She's very sweet." Wow. She confirmed that she finally met her. A lot of people wanted to know the story because, of course, this was posted all over the place on Facebook. She went to Facebook looking for her birth mother, and she was blitzed by requests since then. Depperell's mother doesn't want to be identified, but, you know, she went to an attorney to figure out how to handle the situation, and they got together. They, you know, she publicly launched this search. They arranged a meeting. An attorney arranged the meeting between the mother and the daughter at his office, and she showed up with her youngest of three sons, a 7-month-old, and her adoptive mother.
her birth mother showed up with her husband, and they said it was really pure shock. And but she said it was great. For hours they talked. They had questions. Why did, you know, she wanted to know why was she left? What is her heritage? Health problems? Things she should know about? She said it was dramatic. It was emotional. But she said that her mother explained to her, and isn't this interesting, because people jump to conclusions, that she became pregnant when she was raped in another country by a stranger during a family vacation when she was 16. She was ashamed and embarrassed, so she hid the fact that she was pregnant, and she said she gave birth. It's just crazy. She gave birth to her in her bedroom at 17 without her parents knowing about it, and drove to Burger King to drop off the baby knowing it would be crowded and someone would find the baby. I mean, this is, you know, just born, basically. And that was it. And she said just because of what happened and because rape victims blame themselves and all that other stuff, that's what she felt like she had to do. How about that? And they say that, you know, maybe they'll be able to keep in touch, and she was very happy she was able to ask her the questions and that kind of thing, and she's not going to press any charges against her. The statute of limitations has run out anyway because she abandoned her. But you know, they agreed to see each other again. 27 years went by. Wow. I mean, what does that say? 27 years. And the fact that she was so afraid to say anything to anyone, but then left her there. Wow. Imagine that conversation. There's a lot of numbers in that one. And I think the biggest one is the one that I just said. That's a very long time. And obviously, she had a lot of love for her adoptive mother, and that's was like a real mother to her, so she brought her along with her, you know, for moral support, and it worked out. And that's a good thing it worked out, because sometimes I've heard the opposite, where those stories don't always, they don't always turn out as well. But in this case, it did. We mentioned this the other day, but just briefly in passing, maybe because we talked about it so much leading up to it, but it's worth bringing it up here because of the numbers. You know, there was a lot of commotion over what was going to happen with Bin Laden's son-in-law, and Bin Laden's son-in-law was convicted at a New York City terror trial, and even having the trial, I think, was really downplayed because of thoughts of what that could mean for the courthouse. So the voice of the Al-Qaeda propaganda videotapes after September 11th attacks, that you could hear that in the courtroom. And what happened ultimately for the son-in-law was the verdict came about 6 hours after deliberating over 2 days in the case of the Kuwaiti imam, who is known as Abu Ghaith, the highest-ranking al-Qaeda figure to face trial on our soil since the attacks. As the verdict was read, Abu Ghaith remained pretty composed, as he had been throughout the trial, and just before he was let out of the courtroom, he turned toward a spectator, a longtime friend from Kuwait, and just smiled. Boy, doesn't that just make you sick? So in a statement, the U.S. attorney said he hoped the verdict brought some measure of comfort to the victims of al-Qaeda. And he said he was more than just Osama bin Laden's propaganda minister, that within hours after the devastating attacks, Abu Ghaith was using his position in al-Qaeda's hierarchy to persuade others to pledge themselves to the group in the cause of murdering more Americans. So finally, there, and maybe there is, maybe this does something for the people who lost family on September 11th. And he testified during the three-week trial that he answered bin Laden's request in the hours after the attacks to speak on the circulated videos used to recruit new followers willing to go on suicide missions, like the 19 who hijacked the four planes back in 2001. So that's he. That's why they played those tapes, because he was the voice. And he said, you know, the storm of airplanes won't stop, and that tape was played for the jury. So they're pretty damning evidence. Sentencing is set for September 8th. The charges: conspiracy to kill Americans, conspiring to provide support to Al-Qaeda, and providing support to Al-Qaeda, carrying a potential penalty of life in prison, which is most likely what the way that this thing is going to go. He was captured in Jordan last year, brought to New York, and participated in the trial. He listened to testimony and all that kind of stuff, so he didn't scream things out like Allah Akbar and, you know, that kind of stuff. He just was a little smug and went through the rigmarole of the trial, like, I guess, like anyone else other than that, and saying something to the friend and whatever. But finally, after all these years, there is a little bit of comeuppance, if you will, for whatever peace of mind that can add to anyone. And I'm not really sure it gives you any great peace of mind, but it is what should have happened, I think. And let's see what the sentence is. But I don't believe they're going to quibble on that. That's probably going to be life. All right, this would freak me out. I'm not a big fan of fire ants anyway, and I'm sure many of you are not fans of fire ants either. If you ever step on an ant hill, do you ever get bitten by any ants? Luckily for me, that hasn't happened too much to me, but it's happened to people around me, so I've seen it. And here's the deal. The raspberry crazy ants, they're calling them, are destructive and pretty mobile. And they're kind of the angry cousins to the fire ants. And they say they're weeks away from descending on Houston. Since 2008, the ants, which they believe came to Texas from South America aboard a cargo ship in the 30s, have expanded. They've exploded their presence to 27 counties from just 8. Once they're in a house, this is what they do. They zero in on electrical systems. They chew through insulation, they cause short circuits and havoc. And they say that people say, exterminators say, with these raspberry ants, they've been in houses where every time you took a step, you'd be stepping on thousands of ants every time you moved. Oh, that's just awful. It's a reddish brown ant, and that's why they call it the raspberry ant. Oh. No, thank you. I guess there's other ant swarms in 20 counties in Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Boy, I hope it doesn't make it to my neck of the woods. Please, please, no. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.